Neil, this is a huge game, and that's three massive points for you.
It is. It's massive 3 points, and slightly disappointing that we didn't score more than what we did, but we'll definitely take the result, and we'll definitely take the 3 points.
What sort of emotions have you gone through in that match? There was everything involved there, wasn't there?
Everything, you know, you have to try and keep calm. The players certainly stood up to be counted. That was excellent. We got the first goal, and they got back into it with a tap-in in and around our six-yard box, but we kept at it, and really we should have scored more than what we did, but the second goal with Tom puts us on the way, which is great.
Yeah, the first goal's really good play down that one. When you got the ball wide, you really looked a threat getting the ball into the box.
Well, yes, and we've worked it this week on training, trying to get more people into the box because we need to score more goals, and we've certainly done that today and come out worthy winners.
Just tell us about the sending off, because I think many people have missed the initial yellow card.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a bit sad when you can't celebrate with your own fans after scoring a goal, and he's got a yellow card for that. The second one, he's just trying to bring the ball down. He's watching the ball, and the lad's put his head down and clashed with his foot, and the referee couldn't wait to get the red card out, which I was disappointed with.
No malice at all, was there, challenge?
No malice at all. I was speaking to the lad after he's had his head bandaged up, and he just said it was a pure accident, you know. So, unfortunately, that didn't work out for us, but that meant we had to stand up and be counted, and we certainly did that.
Yeah, second half, what's the message at half-time? You're 1-0 up, you're down to 10 men. Is it sort of, we got to put a shift in, more of the same?
Well, certainly, yes, but there was opportunities for us to counter-attack because they were going to take chances, and we certainly did that. We counter-attacked really well, and we just couldn't finish them off.
No, you could have been 2 or 3 up before they've got back level.
Yes, that's probably the most disappointing thing today. The only thing that's disappointing, that we didn't score more as what we did, but we'll certainly take the two goals that we did score.
Some big shifts been put in out there today, hasn't there?
Yes, they've put the bodies on the line, and they showed that they're up for the fight, and they certainly don't like getting beat, and we haven't won for quite a while, so they're feeling good about themselves.
And the penalty, after you've got level, gone back up the other end, got that nice deflection that's gone looping in, a bit of luck going your way for a change.
Well, it's always nice, isn't it, when you get that little bit of luck, but as I say, we've scored the two goals and we've won the game, we'll move on to the next game now.
Yeah, the penalty though, he's blazed it over the top of the bar, and I saw you sat there, you just sat back on the dugout and you sort of resigned, and then over the bar, completely different emotion.
Yeah, he missed the target, and obviously it's a crucial miss for them and a crucial miss for us, and it enabled us to hold on and take the 3 points, which is excellent.
And you're out of the bottom four now, which is another bonus.
Well, it is, yes. If you win games, you move up the table, and I believe the results have gone well for us, and we've moved up, and we must capitalise on this result for the rest of the season to play like we did, create the chances that we did, and certainly score like we did.
Yeah, that must be massive for the confidence as well of the lads in there as well, because you know you come off the back of a poor run, and really those 3 points could give them an enormous lift.
Yes, it is, and it gives everybody a lift. I think the supporters enjoyed it as well, which is great, and it's certainly not for the lack of trying all the way through the season, and it's great when you pick up a good win away from home, which is I think it's second or third away victory, but it's come just at the right time.
And 8 more massive games to come.
Yeah, they're all massive games. They're all massive games. And if we show the commitment and the desire and the team spirit that we showed today, especially going down to 10 men and even before that, we'll be fine.
And the fantastic scenes at the end with the players going across to celebrate with the fans.
Yeah, that's great. They got behind the team today, really good. And we need that. We need everybody's help in the position that we're in. And we thank them for that. And hopefully they've gone home with a huge big smile on their face for the first time in quite a while.